and welcome again to another edition of Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Listen to us in Auckland on Wednesday on Planet FM, Plains FM in Christchurch on Saturday, Kapiti Coast and Access Radio Wellington on Sunday. And welcome to everybody that tunes in on Planet Audio across New Zealand and around the globe. Oliver Lee is my name. I'll be with you here for the next hour, bring you all the latest news from Ireland and plenty of good music along the way. We opened up the programme there tonight with Sharon Shannon and a version of Corradino. And up next, we're going to go with Hosier and Take Me to the Church. And I want to dedicate this to a young lady I met down in Christchurch at the weekend, working in a pub down there, Lily Ainsley. Lily is originally from Ockram in Wicklow. And I want to play this song for her, along with her Uncle Sean and Auntie Miriam, all living in Christchurch. And more about that later. So here we go, Hosier and Take Me to the Church.
My lover's got humour, she's a giggle at a funeral, knows everybody's disapproval. I should have worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak, a fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. Church offers no absolutes. She tells me worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well.
And Take Me to the Church, and that's a request going out to Lily Ainsley and her uncle Sean and Auntie Miriam living in Christchurch. Went down there last weekend for the rugby. What a beautiful stadium, and the city has really come on. It's been a while since I was in around the city centre, so it's great to see it doing so well in the new stadium. And cheering on the All Blacks last week, but the green jersey will be on Saturday week when Ireland take on the All Blacks at Eden Park. More about that on sport later on the programme tonight. But first up, we'll have a quick look at the news in Ireland. We're looking at the RTE headlines on the website here. Start with a bit of good news. If you're a fan of the Late Late Show, RTE confirmed today that Patrick Casey will be back again presenting the Late Late Show. I think he's got a year to run on his final contract. That's the good news. Bad news, and there's been a bit of bad news over the last few days. Brave and story, witness appeal as body of woman, 40s found in Killarney. On Sunday, man rang the police, said that a woman had died. And today I see he's been charged with her murder, and he was her husband. Doctors were last week in Dublin pleading for the government to ban the use of these e-scooters. There was 10 young people in emergency department in Dublin with life-threatening injuries last week as a result of accidents from e-scooters. And this followed on earlier in the week when a young man in Carlow was killed. These e-scooters are banned for under 16s, but there's nobody policing the ban. And there's just the same here in Auckland and around New Zealand. They fly some of these scooters up to 25, 30 k's an hour, causing major accidents and very dangerous for even the people that are walking. Of course, the World Cup is getting lots of publicity in Ireland, and we'll have more about that later. And unbelievable scenes at Dublin Airport yesterday to welcome back Roberto Pico Lopez, the Dublin man whose dad came from Cape Verde and who put in a wonderful performance at the World Cup, almost beating Argentina, who I see have just earlier this morning come back from 2-0 down to beat Egypt 3-2. But lots to cover in sport later on tonight. Well, coming up to the third anniversary of the death of Sinead O'Connor on the 26th of July, we've got one of her big hits up next, Nothing Compares to You. Sleep all day. Sinead O'Connor there, and Nothing Compares to You, one of her big hits. It's hard to believe that it's almost 3 years since Sinead passed away. And of course, earlier this year, we lost two other great Irish singers. We lost Dolores Kane from Galway and Máire Brennan from Donegal, part of the Clonard group. So pretty top year for people in the music industry. Well, the weather has improved in Ireland, and but people will be hoping it'll be a bit wet this weekend on Sunday when the marches on the 12th of July take place up north. And of course, last year there was controversy when a parade in County Down had, on top of all these pallets that they set fire on the eve of the 12th, had a boat with effigies of six mannequins dressed up as refugees, and they were burnt. It's deplorable. And not sure whether they'll put an effigy of the former DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson on one of these bonfires next week. But literally every day there's new allegations coming out, and people wondering who within the Democratic Unionist Party knew about all of these allegations against him. Looks like there was plenty of people with knowledge but said nothing. And of course, Donaldson is in remand to be sentenced for the 18 sexual offences and one case of rape. While we're on that, finally, former Irish swim coach George Gibney was brought to justice. George was the swim coach of the in Ireland, a key member of the coaching squad that took Irish swim teams to the Olympics in Los Angeles in 84 and Seoul in 88. But there was always dark clouds about some of the not his coaching methods, but that he was abusing young, especially young girls that were swimming. So finally, he basically, there was allegations made in the late 80s, but he was found not guilty. There wasn't enough evidence, and he fled to America and avoided extradition from there for a long time. But he came back last year and pleaded guilty to a number of charges. But finally, court case has been running over the last month. He had name suppression while this was on. And he was found guilty on Monday on, I think, about 40 different charges. So he's a sick man at the moment. Nobody there to support him through the court case. And he's on a wheelchair. He's 77, and he'll be sentenced towards the end of July. But a number of the victims have come out over the last few days. And people that made allegations that were wary of him early on have thanked the people that came out and made, you know, went to the police and ended up, police were able to lay charges against him. So bringing to the end of a dark period in Irish sporting coaching life. Okay, we're going to continue on. It's a beautiful, not a bad sort of a day here in Auckland. I know weather down the South Island has been pretty bad this week, but and weather is really good in Ireland. But here's Stockton's Wing and a Beautiful Affair.
See how the doors swing open, your life's unfolding before your very eyes. Such a strange affair. love affair. When you feel like laying low and the mountains seem no closer than before, and you wonder why, you know in your mind it doesn't know what to hide, and the only way is living to survive. Makes you feel alive. Bend on the door, swing open your lights, unfold it before your very eyes. Such a strange affair. Walking around, come into the sound, forget your down, feel the air. Beautiful affair. When you look around and you see the ocean waiting for your eyes, showing no surprise. Make your way down to the shore, you climb aboard, give yourself a smile. Makes you feel alive. Lay on the door, swing open your lights and hold them before your very eyes. Walking around, come into the sound, forget your down, feel the air, beautiful affair. See all the doors, swing open your lights, unfolding before your very eyes, such a strange affair. Walking around, come into the sound, forget your down, feel the air, beautiful affair.
Docklands Wing there and Beautiful Affair, and you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, the government's deal with public servants basically came to a conclusion at the end of June, and already now the union representing Irish Transport and General Worker Union have come out and said that they're threatening strike action already, as there's been no progress made on a new pay agreement. So, Minister for public employment, Jack Chambers, is basically saying, you know, give us time. We're lots on the agenda at the moment, and the last thing we need is strike action. Of course, Ireland took over the presidency of the European Union last week. A glamorous ceremony last week in Dublin Castle. Beautiful entertainment. And President Zelensky flew in for a very quick visit, as there was indications that Russia were about to launch major attacks on Kyiv, which we've seen subsequently happened. And he's at the NATO conference this week, Zelensky pleading for more support, because Russia have upped up the attacks on non-military sites throughout Ukraine. The situation is pretty bad. But Ireland, at the weekend, then Micheál Martin, he invited some leaders of the European Union. They had a big celebration down in Cork. That'll be the only thing that we're celebrating in Cork. We'll come to sport next, but Cork were jumped out of the All-Ireland Hurling Final Series by My County Galway. More about that after the next piece of music. And this week, I see there's a group of journalists and indeed senior European Union people in the West over in Mayo. But most of the events over the next 6 months will take place Ram, Dublin and Wicklow and Kildare, I think, and maybe one or two events down around Limerick. I'm sure there'll be something there down in Limerick round leading up to the Irish Open golf tournament, which is on in Doonbeg, Trump's course. And he came out the other day on 4th of July and said, his ambassador in Ireland said the indications are looking good that he will come to play in the Pro-Am at Doonbeg and then maybe come to Dublin. So plans are underway, although there's nothing officially announced yet to say that he'll be coming over. It'll be a nightmare for security, but we just have to wait and see. The Irish government will have to lay down the red carpet for him if he decides to travel. Okay, let's carry on with the music and then we'll come back and run through the sport over the weekend. And Mauro Connell and Trouble in the Fields.
When the bankers swarm like locusts, they are turning away our yields. Our dreams roll by our silos, silver in the rain. We leave our pockets full of nothing, and our dreams in the golden grain. Talking the Great Depression. Now our parents had their hard times 50 years ago, when they stood out in these empty fields in dust as deep as snow. Take our native soil. And if we sell that new John Deere, then we'll wet this farm with sweat and tears. You'll be the mule, I'll be the plow. Come harvest time, we'll work it out. There's still a lot of love here in these troubled fields. There's a book up on the shelf about the Dust Bowl days, and there's a little bit of you and a little bit of me in the photos in every page. Now our children live in the city and they rest upon our shoulders. They never want the rain to fall or the weather to get colder. Take our native soil. And no, if we sell that new John Deere, then we'll work this farm with sweat and tears. You'll be the mule, I'll be the plow. Come harvest time, we'll work it out. There's still a lot of love here in these troubled fields. Still a lot of love here in these troubled fields.
Wonderful song there, Mauro Connell, Trouble in the Fields. Of course, Mauro, one of the founding members of Jadonnan, along with the late Dolores Keane and Frankie Gavin and many more great musicians. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, we'll go back. We'll start with rugby down here in Ireland. Came from behind to beat Australia and 34-32. So they play Japan this weekend in Newcastle, and then they come to New Zealand to play the All Blacks, who had a lucky win over France. France had nine of their key players missing from the opening game in Christchurch last weekend. Put on a great performance, and what a fantastic stadium, the new stadium in Christchurch is, so close to the city centre, 10 minutes walk, and there was a great atmosphere down there, and Christchurch turned on a really beautiful weekend of weather. So let's hope that Japan won't be any walkover, And then, of course, the big game at Eden Park on Saturday week. All Blacks haven't lost a game at Eden Park since June 1994, so they'll be hoping to keep that record intact. And I see that the game is a sellout. But back closer to home in Ireland, you had the two All-Ireland hurling semi-finals last weekend, and everybody was predicting that it was going to be a foregone conclusion. You had Cork odds on favourites to beat Galway, and Limerick odds on favourites to beat Clare. Well, Galway completely turned the apple cart upside down, or the ass cart upside down on Saturday evening, and a lot of Galway players are young guys that were playing minor hurling last year, and they had a big victory over Cork, completely tore Cork apart in the second half, winning the game 226-118. So a sellout, 83,000 people in Crow Park for the game. And there was a bit of banter afterwards between Donal O'Cusick, who's a pundit at RTE, and Joe Canning, both former All-Ireland winners. Cusick has won 3 in goal, and Canning has won 1, lost quite a few. And Canning made a reference about all the trains in Cork being booked for the 19th of July, and booked out for months because, or over weeks, anyways. Cork people were so sure they were going to be in the final. And even a soccer team down in Cork withdrew from FAI Cup next round match with Bohemians, saying that they had plans to do something else on the 19th. So a bit of banter between Cusick and Canning. Cusick didn't take it too well, and fired back at Joe Canning, asking how many All-Irelands he'd won. He's taken a lot of criticism from people on social media over that. So that was Saturday, 83,000, not quite as full sellout. On Sunday, I think there was about 65,000. Limerick against Clare, and again, Clare hammered by Limerick early in the year in Cusick Park. They were given no chance, and they had the game pretty much in the palm of their hand till about 3 minutes to go. Limerick fought back, one of all, pretty much in their own, close to their own goal line, and made it up the field and scored a goal. So heartbreak for Clare, losing by 2 points, 121-119. So it's Limerick against Galway in the All-Ireland final, a repeat of the 2018 final. But more importantly, Limerick won that one by a point. But back to my first All-Ireland final, 1980. Galway beating Limerick, that was the first time since 1927, the one in All-Ireland final. At the captain that Galway team was Joe Connolly, and I might be having a chat to Joe on the programme next week to preview the All-Ireland hurling final. This weekend is the chance of the footballers, both games sold out. First of all, you have Louth against Mayo on Saturday, and either way, that's 50-50, and then Kerry against Dublin on Sunday, and Kerry are favourites to win that, but as we saw, anything can happen, like we did in the hurling last weekend. So, and if you want to watch the All-Ireland semi-finals this weekend and finals over the next 2 weeks, GA Plus have brought out a special package. So go on to gaplus.ie and you can get that package there. Right, enough chat, let's move with the Pogues. Misty morning, Albert Bridge.
The days slowly pass.
Pogues there in Misty Morning, Albert Bridge, and I didn't hear the interview, but I heard it being previewed. One of the members of the Pogue who was here recently was being interviewed on RT Radio during the week, and he was just talking about the big renaissance in Pogue's music. Of course, the main man, Shane McGowan, died about 3 years ago, but as we saw here, that tour around New Zealand, huge crowds at the game. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Let's have a look at some of the other papers. The Irish Independent, woman found dead in a house in Killarney, Galway investigates. I see literally breaking news now. United States launches a series of powerful strikes on Iran. Right at the moment, of course, Trump is over in Turkey for a NATO summit. He blasted the NATO members for not supporting his war in Iran. He said the war was over 3 weeks ago. And now here we go. It's all happening again. So it's a bit curious situation at the moment. As I say, in England, that Reform Party candidate or leader, Nigel Farage, has resigned to trigger a by-election that he'll be nobody else would be contesting against him over allegations of taking money from corrupt people. So that's making news. World Cup still getting lots of coverage in Ireland. As I said, a huge welcome for the Shamrock Rovers captain, Roberto Pico Lopez, who played for Cape Verde in the game, the World Cup, and they almost beat Argentina. And I didn't see the game this morning, but the same thing happened with Egypt 2-0 up, and Argentina came back and won at the last minute. So disappointment, but the England bandwagon rolls on. So we'll just see England with four players with Irish passports, how they will go over the next 10 days. They've got the big game this weekend against Norway. And I'm sure they'll be confident that they can win that game. Let's continue. Get a few more songs in before the end of the program. This is CMAT, and I Don't Really Care For You.
Riding everything I do. I'll
You're welcome back. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Listen to us in Auckland on Planet FM on Wednesday, Plains FM in Christchurch on Saturday, Cafferty Coast and Wellington Access Radio down there on Sunday. Looking at the front of the Irish Times website here, this picture of Messi being thrown there by his players. Lionel Messi produces his greatest moment in the World Cup. So I must watch the highlights of that game. Sadly, that story mentioned earlier, a man, 72, charged with the murder of his wife in Port Leash. He rang the police in Sunday and said he did something terrible. Very, very sad. What else is happening? The greatest gift to leave your family, a lump sum to pay off inheritance tax. And again, that Farage story getting big news. U2 release a new single, Street of Dreams. A buzzy number clearly made up for radio airplay. We play that on the programme next week. That's just breaking news. Met Air and forecasting heatwave conditions across Ireland from Wednesday. Patty Keeley to return the Late Late Show in a new 3-year deal. So a lot of people thought the Late Late Show was gone by its use-by date. But RTE obviously have other ideas, and Keeley back again for another 3 years. There are some of the major stories. There was result of a trial into the murder of Mira McKee in Belfast last week, but the three men that were brought before the courts were cleared of murder as a result of not enough evidence. But her sister's really disappointed that so many people in Derry that were there to witness that. It was Holy Thursday night about 5 years ago, haven't come forward. And, you know, it's like that movie many of you might have seen called Say Nothing. That same stuff continues over there. And I see here, what else is the Wolf Tone singer Brian Warfield settled an RTE defamation action with over, who was on the Joe Duffy programme. And this is when they were up, very popular with that song, Up the Ra, Ooh Ah, Up the Ra. And Joe Duffy accused him of glorifying slaughter and talking guff on the radio programme. So Warfield took a defamation case against RTE. Not allowed to say how much he got, but he said he's settled it. And there's a play coming on about the Wolf Tones and their music. And he has asked Joe and his wife to come along. Not sure Joe will come there. And finally, just on sport, the Scottish Open is on this weekend, the Open golf tournament. Then the following week, Shane Lowry changed his caddy a few weeks ago and back to an older caddy. Didn't seem to work. And then I had no worries about Shane. Paul McGinley rejects idea Lowry can handle pressure. He's had a few games this year that he certainly could have closed out and didn't. Right, let's take another piece of music and then I'll come back and looking at the time here. I'll wrap up for another week. This time we're going to go with Paddy Riley and one of his hits back in the 80s, Flight of Earls.
I can hear the bells of Dublin in this lovely waiting room. The paper boys are singing. To the airport and the noise, to get on board a transatlantic plane. We've got nothing left to stay for, we've got no more left to say, and there isn't any work for us to do. Is our best export to. It's not murder, fear, or famine that makes us leave this time. We're not going to join McAlpine's fusiliers. We've got brains and we've got vision. We've got education too. Just can't waste away the precious. asylum and the lady in the bay. As Manhattan turns to face lovers someday, we just wonder what you're doing to bring us all back home. As we look forward to another Monday. For it's not the work that scares us, we don't mind an honest job, and we know things will get better once again. So a thousand times a year, we've got Bono and you too. All we're missing is the Guinness and the rain. So switch off your new computer, for the writing's on the wall. We're leaving as our fathers left before. Take a look at Dublin Airport and the boat that leaves Northwall. There'll be no youth unemployment anymore. For we're over here in Queensland and in parts of New South Wales. We're on the seas and airways and the trains. But when we see better days,
Paddy Riley there in Flight of Arrows. Of course, Paddy was a member of the Dubliners for many years. And we also remember our good friend Tom Gilmer, regular listener to Ireland Calling, who wrote Paddy's life story and published it a few weeks ago. And of course, there was big publicity on the weekend for Taylor Swift's and Travis Kelce's wedding. I think there was one story breaking that the outfits they wore was designed by a dairyman, but of course, no picture has come out. And then there was a lovely documentary in RTE the other night. Maybe it's on that player if you have a look, all about Father Flanagan. Father Flanagan grew up in Ballymoe, about 8 or 9 miles away from where I was. And he went to America and set up an orphanage called Boys Town. And he was basically back 1938, I think, was when he set up this. It was after the Depression. And he was criticized because he brought in people from every religion and every color and creed. And a wonderful tribute paid to him with a documentary on RTE the other night. It's called Art of a Servant. It might be on YouTube if you Google it. Right, I'm looking around here. It's time for me to pack up and get ready to sail away for another week. I believe we're well into the middle of, well, we'll be into the middle of July this day week today. 8th of July, recording this on a beautiful, fine, but cool day here in Auckland. Thanks again to the Hugh Green Group for their continued support, and thanks to you, the listeners, for tuning in tonight. I'll be back again next week. We'll go out with a song that hopefully will be sung in Croke Park on Sunday week after the All-Ireland final. Daniel O'Donnell singing Galway Bay, and if we have time, we might have a bit of Pucker Bulla to end the show for this week.
If you ever go across the sea to Ireland, be it only at the closing of your day, you can sit and watch the moon rise over Clada, the sun go down on Galway Bay. Just to hear again the ripple of the trout stream. The woman in the meadows making hay. Or to sit beside at her fire in a cabin and watch the barefoot gossips at their play. Oh, the breezes blowing o'er the sea from Ireland are perfumed by the heather as they blow. And the woman in the uplands digging pretty speak a language that the strangers do not know. Oh, the strangers came and tried to teach us their ways. They scorned us for being what we are, but they might as well go chasing after good beams or light a penny candle from a star. And if there's going to be a life hereafter, as somehow I feel sure there's going to be, I will ask my God to let me make my heaven in that dear land across the Irish Sea.
stood tall and proud on either bank that